U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Scotland amid protests after paying an official visit to London. The U.S. President and his wife are staying at the Trump-owned Turnberry property in South Ayrshire. Around 2,000 people held an anti-Trump rally in Glasgow before his arrival in Scotland. They slammed him for what they called his racist policies. Earlier, tens of thousands of Londoners took to the streets to vent their anger at his trip to the UK.
As US President Donald Trump was meeting Queen Elizabeth in Windsor Castle, this was happening in central London. Tens of thousands of protesters descended on the streets to express their outrage at Trump's first official visit to the UK. According to the organizers, nearly 250,000 people took part in Stop Trump protests.
While Trump made a big effort to avoid the capital as much as possible during his visit, these protesters did whatever they could to make sure that he gets the message that he is not welcome. People here say they will keep protesting until Trump leaves the country.
Trump wasn't shy of courting controversy again. Within 24 hours of arriving on British soil, he criticized his host, Prime Minister Theresa May, in a scathing interview with a British tabloid. He went as far as saying May's Brexit plans would kill any trade with the US. Trump, however, rescinded what he said and called it fake news.
Theresa May has rolled out the red carpet, she's held out her hand, she has lowered herself and her standards and the standards of our country for Donald Trump, and in return he's humiliated her. At every step of the way he has humiliated her. So if that doesn't tell you that our Prime Minister is weak where she should be strong, then nothing else will.
You know, all the right-wing commentators have been saying, even if you don't like Trump, we need him here for trade. Well, Trump just vetoed that and said we don't want to do trade with the UK. So that puts that into context. And I think Theresa May's gone out of her way to bring Trump here, and it's completely backfired in her face.
Trump is set to spend the weekend at his Scotland golf resort, where he will be met with even more protests. The president is due to leave the UK on Sunday to join a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin next. Camelia Shambayati, Press TV, London.